This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention is over. Now, what's next?
The next thing that happens is that moments from this convention turn into viral videos, turn into ads that are run on TV. People will be reminded of the highs of this convention all the way through the time the polls close.
Wisconsin Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the hard work of knocking on doors and getting out the vote ramps up in earnest. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for proposing cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic convention last night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson's DNC speech this week is stoking speculation about a job for him in a Kamala Harris administration.
I hear that from everybody else except for the Harris folks, so.
Johnson has been Milwaukee's mayor since 2021.
I'm very happy as mayor of our city. I think there's plenty of opportunity in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin.
On stage at the DNC, Johnson talked about how the bipartisan infrastructure law is revitalizing black neighborhoods. The official leading the roll call of states at the DNC was familiar to plenty of people in Wisconsin. Jason Ray grew up in Rice Lake and lives in Glendale. He says he came up with the idea of a highly produced roll call 4 years ago.
It was an opportunity for delegates to still do their important work, but also to celebrate, to unify. I know from everyone that I've talked to, the roll call was a highlight for them, and I know it was a highlight for me.
It's all part of Ray's job as Democratic National Committee Secretary. Four hotel security guards charged with killing a man in downtown Milwaukee this summer are pleading not guilty. Todd Erickson, Brandon Turner, Herbert Williamson, and Devin Johnson Carson were in court yesterday. They face felony murder charges in the death of Devontae Mitchell. Prosecutors say they held Mitchell down and suffocated him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Jason Litteman was sentenced to 5 months in jail, 3 years probation, and 150 hours of community service Thursday for a boat crash in Oshkosh that injured over a dozen people. The 54-year-old Litteman was found guilty of two felony counts of second-degree recklessly endangering safety, 11 misdemeanors of failing to provide aid, and one count of negligent operation of a boat for the collision with the on-the-loose paddlewheel boat in July of 2022. Litteman is also facing a civil lawsuit from the owners of On the Loose. U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona will be visiting Green Bay next month. Starting September 3rd, Cardona will visit schools in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania as part of the Back to School Bus Tour. The tour starts at a Green Bay school where Cardona will highlight accountability, grants, and technical assistance that have preserved and supported native languages. The school and time of the Cardona visit will be released closer to the event. A $2.7 million grant will help bring high-speed internet access to over 900 rural locations in Outagamie County. Brightspeed will use the grant to deploy 120 miles of fiber internet. The grant comes from Outagamie County's decision to use ARPA funds for rural broadband access. Service to some locations could come as early as 2026. Elijah Vu's fourth birthday was also the six-month anniversary of his disappearance from a Two Rivers apartment on February 20th. His family and friends are gathering in Kiwanis Park in Appleton Sunday at 1 p.m. to, quote, recognize the love of a child, end quote. The Lakeshore Humane Society in Manitowoc has $2 million to go to reach their $3.8 million goal for a new shelter building. Businesses in Two Rivers are holding the Dog Days of Summer through Sunday to help raise money and collect items for the shelter. Some of the businesses participating are the Two River Main Street, Intertwined, Paper Crane Bookstore, Seeds and Beans, White Cap Insurance Agency, and others. When the Oshkosh Farmers Market ends Saturday afternoon, jazz will take over the corner of Main and Washington. The fourth annual Oshkosh Jazz Festival is free and promises to be fun.
One of our goals when we started Oshkosh Jazz Fest was to be able to extend the olive branch to people that might hear Jazz Fest and go, oh, I don't like jazz. Just give it a shot, you know, and then they get here and And then they have fun. They go, oh, this is really cool.
Aaron Bain with Oshkosh Jazz Fest says food and beverages can be purchased at the Main Street businesses and brought out to the stage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Packers break camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had their final training camp practice in a joint session with the Baltimore Ravens. Jordan Love made some nice completions, but was also intercepted.
They're a really good defense. I mean, I think they ended the last year one of the best in the league. So they're really good, and it's a great test for us on offense. And obviously, I mean, I think after last week at Denver practice, you know, it wasn't our best performance. So we definitely wanted to bounce back. And I think, you know, we did a good job of doing that.
The two teams face each other tomorrow at noon for their final preseason game at Lambeau Field. Baseball tonight, the Brewers in Oakland to face the A's. The Crew losing to the Cardinals yesterday, 3-0 in St. Louis. Pat Murphy asked why he pulled Freddy Peralta after five scoreless innings pitched.
He threw a good breaking ball. He just missed with it a lot. I thought he was good. Five innings of shutout. Only two hits, I think, and you can say what you want. The pitch count got up there, and I'm not interested in him keep going 100-plus when, you know, he's got a lot of big starts left.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Need a feel-good film? Here's one of Pete's picks. Check out the documentary Long Shot. The film follows Juan Catalan, who is wrongfully convicted of murder. In the film, he claims to have been at a Dodger game with his daughter. Even though a celebrity lawyer takes the case, Catalan still can't provide an alibi until a major TV star steps forward and saves the day thanks to camera footage. It is a great feel-good watch and only 40 minutes long. Long Shot can be seen on Netflix and is guaranteed to entertain you. Who's up for a threequel of the animated persuasion? One of the most popular Pixar films ever, The Incredibles, will have a third installment. Writer-director Brad Bird, who also directed The Iron Giant, will be back helming the project as he did the first two films. 2014's Incredibles 2, which came out 14 years after the original, was the company's highest-grossing film ever until this summer's Inside Out 2 dethroned it. If there's one thing Hollywood needs, it's more total bros who have never acting in movies. Lionsgate is addressing the problem by casting Travis Kelce in an action comedy film called Loose Cannons. The plot pairs two handsome renegade cops. Usually it's just one loose cannon paired with a total stiff, but the word cannon has been pluralized. How far is Kelce planning on taking this acting thing?
And the Oscar goes to...
Break a leg, Chief. If there's a documentary about you and the word monster is next to your name, well, life might not be going your way. Such is the case for the Menendez brothers, Lyle and Eric. The lovable scamps are the subject of season 2 of the Netflix Monster series. Eric and Lyle were convicted of murdering their parents in 1996. They've got their quirks. Monsters drops September 19th on Netflix. Conan O'Brien as a sex worker? Who hasn't pictured that? On his Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast, the former talk show host sat down with actor Walton Goggins, who stars in the new season of White Lotus. During their conversation, Conan said that last year while in Bangkok, he ran into White Lotus creator Mike White and pitched himself as a gigolo in the show's new season. Goggins said he could see O'Brien playing a gigolo and actually being a gigolo in real life, all while keeping a straight face. Good actor. The third season of White Lotus premieres on Max in 2025. Well, it's happened. After months of denying their marriage was in trouble and moving out of their $60 million crib, it's official. Jennifer Lopez has filed for divorce from husband Ben Affleck 2 years to the day after their big wedding celebration in 2022. Now she's Jenny from a different block. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-80s by Sunday. Partly cloudy, muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.